Hi, boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you.
God's Plan for Joseph. The brothers were on their donkeys headed for home with food for their families. They didn't know that Joseph's servant had put their money back in the bags again, and that a beautiful silver cup was hidden in Benjamin's bag also. The servant who chased them down shouted, "Someone stole my master's silver cup!" The brothers knew that they had not stolen the cup. "Search all of our bags," they said. "If anyone has the cup, kill him and make the rest of us your slaves." "No," Joseph's servant said, "only the one who has the cup will be a slave. The others will be free to go home." Of course, the cup was found hidden in Benjamin's sack. But the other brothers didn't leave Benjamin to become a slave like they had done with Joseph many years before. They traveled with him back to Joseph's house. Judah spoke to Joseph for all the brothers. "Please, sir, if we go home without Benjamin, our father will die from sadness. I promised him that Benjamin would come home safely. Let me be your slave instead of Benjamin." When Joseph heard that, he was sure that his brothers had changed. He sent all the other Egyptians out of the room. Then he spoke in his brother's language. "I am your brother Joseph. Is my father really still alive?" Judah and the others were too shocked to answer, and they were more afraid than ever before. They remembered how they had treated Joseph. What would he do now to punish them? But Joseph didn't want to punish them. "Come here," he said softly. "I really am your brother, the one you sold to be a slave. But don't be afraid or angry with yourselves. God sent me here to Egypt to save people by storing food before the bad years. There will be 5 more years with no food. God made me the highest officer in Egypt so I could save you and our family." "Now," Joseph said with a big smile, "hurry back to my father and tell him what has happened to me. Tell him that I want you all to come and live near me in Egypt until the bad years are past." Then Joseph hugged Benjamin and all of his brothers. When the king heard about Joseph's brothers, he invited all of Jacob's family to come and live in Egypt. He ordered that wagons and food be sent with the brothers to move the family to be near Joseph. The brothers rushed home to tell their father, "Joseph is alive, and he is the most powerful man in Egypt." Jacob could not believe it. Of course, the brothers had to explain what had really happened long ago and how God had turned it into a plan to save the family. Jacob could forgive his sons when he understood what God had done, but he wasn't sure he should move to Egypt until God spoke to him. "Don't be afraid to go to Egypt," God said. "I will help your family grow into a great nation there. I will go to Egypt with you, and I will bring you out of Egypt again." When the family got close to Egypt, Judah rode ahead to tell Joseph. Then Joseph drove his chariot as fast as it would go to see his father. When he finally hugged his father again, they both cried with joy. Jacob finally felt happy again. King Pharaoh gave Jacob's family the land of Goshen to live in. There they watched over the king's flocks and their own animals. Now they didn't have to worry about food anymore. God took a terrible thing, selling Joseph as a slave, and turned it into a wonderful thing. Joseph's family and many other people were saved from starving. Sometimes it takes a long time, but God will make everything turn out right for the people who love him and follow him.
The story you have heard today is from the Shoebox Kids Bible Stories, written by Jerry D. Thomas and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.